I don't know why I'm getting this, but I've got the word sun and sunny. It feels like the name of something, but I can't seem to get any more at the moment.
Well, that's the name of my cat. I was looking for him. I went all over the place.
His name's Sunny?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Is this one through you, Sabina, or is this through you?
Yeah, it's through.
Yeah. Have you seen him?
No.
He's... I don't know where to look anymore.
Yeah,
I thought he went up the tree. He likes to go up there.
Right.
So I went up in the barn.
Mm-hmm. What's the last thing you can remember doing?
Well, I was climbing up in the barn to look for Sunny.
Yeah. It seems to me that maybe. Do you recall having an accident?
I know up there the floor is not what it used to be.
Yeah. I think sometimes we don't even realise when we've had an accident, and I think maybe you've had one. And do you have any belief about life after death?
Life after death?
Mm-hmm. When you
may have a bit too much wine, I think.
Well, just think about it for a minute. You're here talking to me now, and you're not in the barn anymore.
Where is Sunny?
Sunny, your cat. Well, I'm sure the cat's okay. But we need to think about you at the moment, I think. And did you have a belief about what happens when you die?
You've been listening to those people, haven't you?
Well,
you're going to tell me a whole bunch of nonsense.
It's not like that. It's actually a good thing, but. First of all, you need to accept that you're not in your body now. You're talking to me through someone else. And if you feel that the arms of the chair, you're sitting in another room so that we can have this conversation, so that you can have to accept that your body's gone, but life continues. You're still talking to me, and there isn't another life waiting for you.
But what do we do now?
What we do now is we let go. It's time to let go of that body and look to that. There's a way to go home, we call it, to the spirit world, and there should be people, loved ones, waiting for you to greet you. So perhaps you can see a light. Does it feel dark to you at the moment?
Yes, very much so.
Well, somewhere in the darkness there may well be a light beginning to shine to lead the way.
There's a lady with a very long dress. Who is she?
You don't recognise the lady?
No, who are you?
Well, then she's a lady there to help you. She'll help bring you back to where you need to go now. Does she look like a kindly lady?
Yes, she does.
Yeah. Do you feel some warmth, maybe some love?
She looks like an angel.
Yeah. So I would...
She looks like the picture that was in my mother's room.
So she's there to help you. So I would let the lady help you. And she'll take you.
Yeah, she wants me to go with her.
Yeah. And all will be explained. And if you go with the lady, she'll get you to where you need to go next. And it's a very fine journey.
I'm going to go and see what she has to say.
Yeah. And you'll find it peaceful and very healing. Okay.
From you now, Eileen?
Yeah, the names have gone. Someone had trouble with a car.
Yeah, it's in the garage.
Yeah.
It's making a funny noise, and it's one of the brake pads is all chewed up or something.
Yeah. I have a lady here. The car was just.